Radio.
To the ends of the earth for life. An interview with Anitra Yu. Thank you for joining me today, Anitra.
Hi.
I was just here today to ask you about, as you were one of the pilgrims at the original Guadalupe expedition, how did you initially get into it? What made you want to go on the other side of the world?
Well, as a starter, I've never really been to that side of the world. Though, having said that, it was more than just travelling. It was a pilgrimage. And I remember I had just finished my HSC and I saw the ad for it on Facebook. And I thought, ooh, what's this? Really, really interesting. So I started to look into the itinerary, and it was like a 7-day pilgrimage from Mexico to New York and then finally to Washington, D.C. The price looked pretty attractive as well, and it was led by Jess Langrell, Sam Clear, and Auxiliary Bishop of Sydney, Common Soli. So it was definitely something I'd never done before, an international kind of pilgrimage, and I thought, well, why not? I've got a few months doing nothing, quite literally, and so I thought, well, let's try this out. And I wanted to see what it was like, because I've never heard of something like a pro-life kind of a pilgrimage. And so I was like, okay, let's do this. So I did a little bit of research before I left, and I looked into, oh, what do the Sisters of Life do, for example? Or we're going to go visit the pyramids in Mexico, so what are they like? And why are we going to all these different places? Guadalupe, I knew a little bit about because my parish priest is Mexican. So he was always telling us about the origins of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the story of Juan Diego. So I was like, okay, I know a little bit about that. But then also I had never heard of the March for Life in Washington, D.C., which is actually an annual March for Life that they do in protest of the Roe v. Wade that led to the legalization of abortion in America. So I kind of did a little bit of research and then thought, okay, well, why not? And so I kind of told my parents, and my parents are kind of like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting as well. So we totally agreed on this. And before I knew, like, I was on a plane to the other side of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that it's a pro-life pilgrimage. Can you explain a little bit more about that? What makes the pilgrimage specifically pro-life?
Okay, well, what's different from just an ordinary pilgrimage in comparison to a pro-life pilgrimage is that this pilgrimage was more centered on pro-life issues, particularly the unborn. You know, we started in Mexico. We visited the pyramids of the sun and the moon. And it's actually in those pyramids where they used to have burnt sacrifices of living people. And that place also has what's called the Avenue of the Dead. And we, you know, started our pilgrimage in Mexico. And so this is why it was called an expedition, because it was from death to life. So in Mexico, we visited the Avenue of the Dead and the pyramids. And then we moved to New York, where it was the time when we got to spend with the Sisters of Life. And we did like about a 3-day retreat with them, where they kind of led us through how, you know, the apostolate works and how they take an extra vow to enhance and promote the dignity of human life, which I think is really great. And so through that, we got to experience what it was like to experience, you know, death, particularly in America, where unborn children aborted every single day, and to see the impact that, you know, this may have on women. And we heard a lot of stories that the sisters told us, and a lot of very inspiring kind of stories that really remind us that life is definitely sacred, and how women's lives have been changed through meeting the Sisters of Life and living with them. So then finally we moved on to Washington, D.C., which was where we, you know, had the March for Life, which is probably one of the most incredible things I've ever done. And it's amazing, you know, to walk up the Capitol Hill to the Supreme Court. And it's only around like a 2-hour walk, so it's not particularly long, but it was great to see people, you know, from all these different states. And you could see these people, some were religious, some were not, but it wasn't important. What was important was that we were all standing up for life. and it was really great to witness something so great as this. And what's really interesting is that the media doesn't really cover it. And, you know, it's really sad because there are a lot of people who go. And I remember I was actually at the top, so I was at the Supreme Court, and I was looking down because it's a hill. And you can't even see the end of the hill. So you can see that, you know, there are a lot of people who attend, but media doesn't care about, you know, what's going on, even though it's such a massive event. And I thought that was something that really struck me. It's like, wow, you can really see that, you know, there are people who stand up for life and are really strong about it. But then you can see the culture of death is also present in America.
Hmm. Now, a pilgrimage, of course, is meant to be a life-changing experience. Did this pilgrimage change your life? And if you can you tell me one or two experiences that you can pinpoint as being those life-changing times?
Yeah, I think this has definitely been life-changing. Of course, before I went, I was like, oh, you know, this is exciting, but I didn't know what it was going to bring. And coming home, you definitely realize that in America, it's very different than it is in Sydney, for example. You know, in America, people are really pro-life, or they're, you know, pro-choice, or in favor of religion, or they're not in favor of religion. People don't really, you know, sit on the fence in America. In Sydney, though, it's very different. In schools and things, abortion, all those different life issues, you're not allowed to talk about them. Like, people will tell you, this is a really sensitive topic. Please don't talk about it because you'll affect many other people and it's very emotional. So keep your views to yourself. In America, it's definitely very different. And I think one of the greatest things we have in Sydney is like the 40 Days for Life, for example. And it's great because young people, whether or not you're Catholic or not, you can just attend this and pray. And to really stand up for something that we all hold to be, you know, really dear to us, which is life. Because I think without life, there's no other right. It's definitely one of those really important things that we have, and we're really, really fortunate. But definitely one of the things that has been very life-changing is, you know, coming back and thinking, well, what am I going to do? I've been on such a wonderful pilgrimage thanks to the support of my family and friends. And what do I need to do now, going from that pilgrimage? And definitely one thing is to, first, I think it starts with an internal change. So first, you've got to be grateful for your own life, and then be grateful for your family and your friends, and to really love them. And then from there, to spread the gospel of life to those you meet, but in very sincerely. So none of this, you know, bashing people with this pro-life message, but talking about the message of life through love. And I think it works, because something as important as life, everyone who is alive will agree that, you know, there is something that's very special about the gift of life. And it's just been really great coming home to share my experience with everyone, but also to live out what it means to really be fully alive, and to hopefully carry this message to the end of the earth.
That was Anitra Yu with To the Ends of the Earth for Life. The Guadalupe expedition will be taking place January next year. So to find out more about this and many other pilgrimages, visit www.inroads.net. And for more interviews, talks, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.